An earthquake and a hurricane may have delayed this day, but this is a day that would not be denied. For this day, we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s return to the National Mall. In this place, he will stand for all time.
Mr. Johnson's students, you rock for sending us that iReport. Thanks so much for that. Hello, everyone. My name is Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. First up today, we're going to Washington, D.C., and the event where President Obama was speaking. The dedication of the National Memorial for Civil Rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You heard the president mention delays from an earthquake, from a hurricane. This dedication was actually supposed to happen back in August on the anniversary of the historic March on Washington. That's when Dr. King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. During yesterday's ceremony, President Obama talked about how Americans today can draw inspiration from King's work and how, quote, we can't be discouraged by what is, we've got to keep pushing for what ought to be. The dedication included musical performances and speeches by a wide range of people, from Dr. King's children to other leaders in the civil rights movement. Martin Luther King Jr. was from Atlanta, and some students from the city had plans to head up to D.C. for this dedication. They talked about why they were looking forward to the event.
I'm excited because not only will I be able to get to meet certain civil rights activists, but I will be able to stand and see everything that Dr. Martin Luther King worked for.
He was not just about helping blacks. He was about helping all races, no matter what color, no matter what you did to him. He was about forgiveness. He wasn't just about, okay, well, this is my race and we don't have this. He was about equality to all mankind. Everybody deserves equal rights.
I'm going to witness something that should go down in history. Like, it's very emotional for me because since I wasn't there when Martin Luther King was alive, it's good to witness something like this and be able to come back and tell everyone about it.
The Occupy Wall Street movement seems to be going global. These protests started several weeks ago in New York. Different people who are involved say they're protesting against a lot of different things, but anger at the U.S. financial industry has been a consistent theme with these. Well, the protests have spread to other cities in America, now to other cities worldwide. Rome, Berlin, London, Hong Kong, people all over talking about how the world's financial problems have hit them. Most of the protests were peaceful. Some did turn violent. For example, in Italy, a different group joined the Occupy protests. They fought with police, set cars on fire, and smashed windows.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mr. Krieger's social studies classes at Morgan Township School in Malden, Indiana. On what continent will you find the capital cities of Kampala and Kinshasa? You know what to do. Is it Europe, Asia, Africa, or South America? You've got 3 seconds. Go!